الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة إمام الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Maulana, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed us with Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a very easy, simple Sharia to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran al-Kareem, which is the last kitab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is last and final messenger of Allah. Respected elders, if we look around, today I'll be stating various principles, usools. You try to follow them, and inshallah we'll expound on it as time goes on. If we look around, what we say, they are jamadat. Jamadat, referring to that which is on earth, or earth itself, the mountains, that which does not move, the soil, the earth, the surface, and the water. Respected elders, and what happens to this jamadat, what happens to this earth, that man plows it, he fertilizes it, he irrigates it, he waters it, he works on the land, he toils on it, he tilts it, he turns it upside down, he puts seeds on it, he labors on it. Now if that sand, and if that earth, and if that surface has to be given a voice, then it will say that, what are you doing with me? Why do you turn me? Why are you doing all this to me? Why do you put this seed in me? Why are you putting water on me? Why do you turn me upside down? Why do you do all these things to me? Then, respected elders, what grows on the earth, what grows on the surface, we term as nabatat, the vegetation, the crops, the trees and the fruit, and the wonderful flowers and the roses, and the blossoming gardens. They will reply that, no, that you are for us. The nabatat, the plantation, the vegetation, they'll say, no, you, O sand, you are for us. Why? Because the rule is that the lower services the upper. The lower has to sacrifice for the benefit of the upper. The lower for the superior. That is the rule. Now when we look at the fruit, and we look at the vegetation and the plantation, and we look at all these flowers, man comes along there, the animal comes along there, especially the animal, they eat it, they partake of it. So if the fruit and the vegetation say that when I am ripe and blossoming, you come and harvest me, and you come and reap the plantation. So, Hewanat says, no, you, Nabatat, are for me. Again the rule is applied, that the lower sacrifices for the upper, the lower sacrifices for the superior. That is the rule. Then the cattle, the sheep and the goat, and the buffalo and the camel, especially now Qurbani is coming, then you will see they will be getting slaughtered in the hundreds and the thousands in Mina. So if the buffalo and the camel, the sheep and the goat and the fowl says, but why are you doing this? Why do you spill my blood? Why are you taking my life? And Shah Abdulaziz Muhaddis Delvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says a very interesting thing here. Someone asked him that, why do we say Bismillah and slaughter? Why just we don't just take the neck off or do that? So he gave two reasons. It comes to mind, so I'll say. He says that we say Bismillah and slaughter because we want to take the permission and we seek the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the soul of this animal. That is why we recite Bismillah and we take the soul of that animal, then it becomes halal for us. And when the Bismillah is not recited, that is why it is not halal for us. Someone said that why don't we slaughter the fish also? So there are two reasons there. One is fabricated and one is the true reason. The true reason is that when we slaughter an animal, a goat or a sheep, and because we follow a system and we cut the veins, then the blood comes out. The vascular system of the animal allows the blood to come out because the vascular system is designed separate from the meat in the fish, but not in the animal. In the animal, it is together. So when we slaughter, we remove the blood from the meat and we leave the meat alone because it is not permissible to consume blood. And in the fish, the vascular system is separate from the meat, therefore we don't have to slaughter the fish. And the fabricated story is that one Nabi, he threw his sword high in the sky and it fell into the ocean and slit the fish. That is complete fabrication. However, we're getting a rule now. That is Jamadat, sacrifices for the Nabatat. And the Nabatat, sacrifices for the Haywanat. And the Haywanat, the camel, etc., when he complains, then insan, then man says that you are for me. You are for me. Now, respected elders, if we follow this sequence and if we follow this pattern of thought, then this insan, he must realize, we must realize that we are for something higher, we are for Allah Ta'ala. It is so simple. If we look at it from this angle, then how it is moving, if we just look at around us by observing nature, that we are created for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the rest of the creation, whether it is the mountain or the ocean, whether it is the water, whether it is the camel or the sheep, whether it is the fruit, all for us, and we are created for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must know this sequence, and when we realize the importance of the sequence, then we will focus our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the basic difference between us and Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in is that Sahaba, companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had their eyes focused on the akhirat. That is why the world was at their feet. Today we have got our eyes focused on the world. That is why it fleets away, it runs away from us. The hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear that when we hunger, when we run after the world runs away from us. Respected elders, man now, what is the speciality of man? One is my clothing, my car, my building, my bank balance, my beauty, my handsomeness, my furniture, my crown, my jewels, my pearls, my wealth, my business, my all those things that are around me. Respected elders, all those things that I have mentioned are all temporary. But that which is inside, character, personality, behavior, iman, meekness, humility, these things are inside. And respected elders, a man must be judged for what is inside and not outside. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they came to develop and strengthen what is inside and not what is outside. Because what is inside is going to help us, and what is outside is going to diminish, is going to become annihilated and destroyed and demolished. Respected elders, now let us take one small example. In our yard we have got a garden. We have got a rose garden. And in this rose garden, if we do not tend to it, if we do not attend to it, if we do not irrigate it, we do not water it, we do not remove the weeds, we do absolutely nothing, what will happen? Then the weeds will come. Then the roses will die. The plants will wither. The sun will eat them. And what will happen, inshallah, within 1-2 weeks, that place will look like a bush belt. For evil to flourish, no effort is required. For evil to flourish, no effort is required. For weeds to come and to destroy the beauty of the garden, no effort is required. No sacrifice is required. No watering is required. Nothing is required. Yes. But if you want to make that rose garden such that when you look at it, you feel pleased and happy and you feel content, then you'll have to work. You have to water it. You have to take the weeds out. You have to trim it. You have to look at it. You have to supervise it. You have to do it yourself, or you have to get others to do it. But you will have to spend time, money, wealth, everything behind it. What will happen? That rose garden will blossom. What we are learning? That for something good to come, some effort is required. Respected elders, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has stated that for a man to reform, to change, and to bring a renaissance in his life, 4 things he must adopt. 4 roads or 4 methods he can adopt whereby he can become a good person. What are these 4 things? First of all, to recap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. See this whole world that He created. There is 3 possibilities. Only 3 possibilities. That one is that everything around us is created in vain and futility. That's one. Secondly, that we have been created for the world, for all that is around us. And thirdly is that everything around us is created for us. First of all, the first possibility, that everything is created in vain and futility, that obviously is baseless. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly has stated in the Quran al-Kareem that nothing has been created in vain and futility. This is no play and amusement center. The world is not there. You have to remember this very clearly, that this world is not for us to play and have a good time and luxurious time, steeped in luxury and comfort and extravagance. No, we have come here to live moderately according to the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prepare for the grave. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in one hadith, a beautiful hadith, that a man, a Muslim, should behave like a traveler. How he goes taking benefit from the shade under a tree and he moves on. What does he do there? He prepares for so long a time that he's under the shade of the tree. First of all, the tree is not permanent. Secondly, the shade is not permanent. Thirdly, the person is not permanent. Fourthly, his luggage, his saman, his provision, that is not permanent. Everything there is not permanent. And he goes there, takes benefit from the shade, and he proceeds, he moves on. We are like that. We have come onto this earth to take some benefit, but the real home is the akhirah. The real home is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The real home is Jannah. Now you and I know one rule also. That if I am going from here to Durban for 2 weeks, then I prepare for 2 weeks. I prepare. I must have so much money which will last me for 2 weeks. I must have so much provision that will last me for 2 weeks. I must make the arrangement for 2 weeks. The coming and the going and the movement and the stay. All those things for that limited period of 2 weeks. If I'm going for 2 weeks, I don't prepare for 2 years. And I spend that amount of time which will allow me to stay there for 2 weeks. Person is going for Hajj, inshallah, alhamdulillah, many South Africans are going. And make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible for every South African to go there to the blessed lands. And for those who are, upon whom Hajj is faraz, you must stand and go for Hajj before it is too late. There's only two hadiths I'll quote here. One, Rasulullah said that when Hajj is farz, don't delay. And another one is that if you delay and you say that I want to do this, then I'll go for Hajj. The Rasulullah said, the Hajjis will go and the Hajjis will come, your work will still not be complete. Your work will still not be complete. The Hajjis will go and come back, still you'll be way, way you are. Respected elders. So when the Hajji goes, he prepares for that amount of time, period, everything. He does not prepare that he's going to go there for perpetuity. No. Similarly, we are going to the Akhirat, which is perpetual. So we must make those arrangements which will benefit us for that duration. And we must stay here and behave in this world as like the traveler who will come and go. So everything is created for us. Also, this creation, the land, the water, the ocean, the plants, the vegetation, they came before Adam alayhi salam on earth as the provision for him and for us. Then Adam alayhi salam came. So it has come for us. We have not come for it. Good qualities is inside. External things, the glamour, the glitter, that is there to perish quickly. And for good qualities to come, an effort is required. For bad to flourish, for example, what is happening? Drugs, pornography, nudity, all these things. How they flourish? Because for evil to flourish and for evil to progress, respected elders, no effort is required. But for good, there has to be some mehnat, some sacrifice. Imam Ghazali Ramtullah Alayhi stated, has said there are four roads whereby a person can seek reformation. One is that he associates himself with an alim of deen. Now when he is in contact with an alim, alhamdulillah, a person who has qualified as an alim, not talking that he has to contact himself with one very big peer and sheikh and all that, no, an alim of deen, who is practical, who is knowledgeable, who is pious and righteous, that alim of deen will admonish him all the time, that do this, do not do this, this is the right way, this is the wrong way, try to avoid this, abstain from this, this is beneficial, that is detrimental, this is good for you, this will please Allah Ta'ala, this will displease Allah, this is halal, this is haram, this is permissible, this is not permissible, this will bring happiness and this will bring destruction. Who will tell him this? An alim. So respected elders, when you got a heart problem, you go to the cardiologist, you go to the thoracic surgeon, and when you are spiritually ill, then you must go to the alim, you go to the maulana, you go to the mufti, you go to the ulama and seek spiritual guidance. Respected elders, unfortunately in this age, that there is a general tendency to look down upon the ulama, to look down upon the maulana. What these people know? Because we have made wealth a criterion of judgment and not knowledge, piety and righteousness, good character and personality criterion of judgment. Secondly, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that if you cannot find an alim, then find a friend and have a mutual contract with your friend. That every time I do something wrong, admonish me. And every time you do something wrong, I'll admonish you. And Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that by this procedure and system, you and him will benefit tremendously. Why? He will tell you, he'll be a mirror to you and you'll be a mirror to him. And you'll be able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, if you cannot find a friend of that nature, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that find an enemy. Find someone who is not your well-wisher. Find someone who is criticizing you all the time. And hear what he says. Listen to what he says. Every criticism, every suggestion, every time he pinpoints something, register it. And then look at yourself. Is he saying the right thing? If he's saying the right thing, change, alter. Bring yourself on the right thing. As orderly, respected elders, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says that if you cannot find an alim, and if you cannot find a friend, and if you cannot find an enemy, then before you go to bed, indulge in the procedure which we term as muhasabah. Muhasabah is very simple. That before going to bed, you sit for 5 minutes. And now you analyze. Very easy these days it has become to explain. When we tell a person, maybe 20 years ago, analyze, then he has difficulty in comprehending. How is the business these days after when they, just before they close up, they push one button in the computer, that throws out what we sold, what we bought, what whole transaction of the whole day comes in front of him in one piece of paper. He knows where I'm going, whether I'm going to go tomorrow to bank manager or not. Exactly, he knows this. Then he knows who's his shareholder, bank manager or not. Huh? Insurance agent or not, he knows who's his shareholder. Respected elders. So, before going to bed, he analyzes, for the 24 hours, what have I done? Have I hurt someone? Have I displeased someone? Have I made someone happy? Did I smile? Did I greet? Did I handshake someone? Have I been good to my family? Have I been good to my staff? Am I exploiting? Am I involved in interest or not? Where am I going? Am I pleasing Allah Ta'ala? If I have to die now, where will I go? Jannat or Jahannam? If I have to die now, am I ready for the darkness of the grave or not? If I die now, am I ready to be alone in this grave or not? Am I pleasing Allah Ta'ala or not? Have I read my Salah? Did I make my Fajr? Have I read my Quran? Did I read my Surah Kahf this Friday? Have I read my Surah Yasin and went out in the path of Allah? Do I look like, am I adhering to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Have I behaved well with my children? Have I been affectionate to them? Have I honored my elders? Am I respectful to them? Have I fulfilled my rights of my parents? Have I pleased my wife and kept her happy? Am I going towards Jannat or Jahannam? Am I going towards the pleasure of Allah or not? All these things he records, he starts questioning. He's taking stock of himself. Then when he does this, either one of these processes, or all of them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him onto the right path and make him a good person. Now listen, respected elders. These four methods which Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated, if a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person goes out in the Tabligh Jamaat, if a person goes out for 3 days or 10 days or 40 days, if a person goes into the gathering of the ulama, then he will find that all these four things are prevalent there. When he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll find the ulama near there. When he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll find a friend who will correct him and he will correct. If he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, half his khandan will stand against him and say, this person has become orthodox and fundamental. And this person is gone, something happened to his head. And if he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his amir will tell him that now retire to bed and prepare yourself to stand for tahajjud. And retire to bed thinking what you have done for the whole day. So he will become a better person. If he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sole pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, then from 13, 14, 15, in Pietermaritzburg, there will be the annual istima. We'll make a humble request that attend the istima. Program ourselves. Go into the right company, in the right environment. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, respected elders, very clearly, our purpose, when we are Muslims, when we have accepted the kalima, now our purpose is, now our maqsad of life, now our direction, what is our direction? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in Surah Yusuf very clearly, قُلْ هَذِهِ السَّبِيلِ عَدُوِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَتِنِ عَدَى وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Then say Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh, say Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, هَذِهِ السَّبِيلِ, that this is my path, this is my road. أَذُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ, call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with certainty, with wisdom and foresight. أَنَا I, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي, and those that follow me, subhanallah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا عَدَى مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, I am not one who ascribes partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practical. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to follow the Shariat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.